Yes, it's her again, folks. Mrs. Azel Pitt. Well, tell the doc I'd like to see him, will you, sis?
You better just sit down a while, mister. Doctor's busy in his laboratory right now.
Oh, he is, eh? What's he working on? Trying to develop a skeleton key for a scalp lock?
No, he's experimenting on wiring a toupee for sound. He wants to see if a cowlick can move. My, you're getting pretty bald, aren't you, mister?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, sis. I hope the doc can do something about it. You a registered nurse?
Well, I'm a nurse. But dear me, even though there's dozens of men in here every day, I don't seem to have registered yet.
Oh, don't worry, sis. As the Bureau of Identification says to the burglar, someday your prince will come. Wow. You like nursing?
No, yes, I certainly do. I always said if I went into nursing, I'd want to reach the highest place in my profession. And here I am, assistant to a scalp doctor.
But how come you choose this particular branch of the profession?
Oh, you know how it is with a young girl. We just get such romantic ideas.
You expect to find romance in here?
Well, it narrows the field, mister. Very few women get bald.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you. But I suspect you won't find no dream man, sis, unless you're looking for one that's thick in the middle and thin on top.
Oh, we don't have to be built to specifications, mister. I'll just take one out of stock.
Well, just the same, the guys you're liable to meet in this office will no doubt be middle-aged, fat, and gray-haired.
Yes, I know. But any man who gets to middle age and is still fat is probably pretty prosperous. And if he has gray hair, it was probably caused by worry. And there's only two things men worry about, women and money. And if he has any money and still wants to worry about a woman, well, I guess I know my duty, mister.
Well, you seem to have the situation well.
Hello, doctor. Here's Mr. McGee to see you.
Oh, yes, that's fine. Did you take his history, nurse?
No, but I gave him quite a bit of mine.
By the way, nurse, I'm a little puzzled about that Frangle case. Can't quite diagnose it. He says he wakes up in the morning with dimples all over his scalp.
Oh, I can diagnose that, Doc. Tell him to quit using the outdoor sleeping porch during the woodpecker season.
Very amusing. I see you're suffering from alopecia areata yourself.
Yeah, who? You think you can do something for me, Doc? I ain't hopeless, am I?
Not with my system, my boy. We can grow hair on a football helmet. Uh-huh. Let me see now. I think your case calls for Formula 27. It's an old Indian remedy for baldness.
Oh, well, that's my chief worry.
Yes, here we are. Take this tonic home with you, McGee, and these tweezers.
Tweezers? What's them for?
This tonic is so efficient, it grows eyebrows on the bottle. Use it liberally, but only on the scalp, remember.
Yeah?
One of my patients, a radio actor, spilled some in his bathroom the other day with tragic results.
Oh, what'd he do? Grow a mustache on the washbowl?
No. No, he spilled a few drops in the bathtub, and now I'm afraid he's definitely typed as an actor.
Oh, how so come, Doc?
Well, you understand, when I say he's now playing the part of a polar bear on a certain Sunday evening program.
Well, much obliged, Doc. I'll run right home and apply some of this stuff.
The sooner the better. Good day.
Good day, Doc. And goodbye to you, sis. I'll see you again when I come back to report on the treatment.
Well, I'll be here, mister, sitting here and dreaming my dream about living in a beautiful penthouse with a man I love.
Well, and who is the man you love, sis?
Any man who has a beautiful penthouse. Goodbye, mister.
I love the foothills way beyond the plain. They love to echo our lone refrain. I'm so happy on the prairie all the day, singing lay, lay. And the funny old hills sing back and say, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay. From far away, way, 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 got no gal, got no pal to keep me company, yeah. suddenly got Sunny Old Hill singing along with me. Oh, I'm happy, yeah, happy, and it's there I long to stay.
Singing lady, oh, lady.
Yeah, lady, oh, lady. And the funny old hill sing back and say, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, from far away. And the funny old hill sing back and say, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay. From far away, re-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, I got no gal, no pal to keep me company. Only got the funny old hill. I'm happy and it's there I long to stay. Singing lay-lee-o-lay, lay-lee-o-lay. And the funny old hill sing back and say, lay-lee-o-lay-lee-o-lay-lee-o-lay.
That was the four notes singing the funny old hills, and that was nice timing too, kids, because I got back in the house just before you finished. Ever notice the construction of this show, folks? How we weave the music through the drama? Dad, Rabbit, who's that? I want to get busy and try this hair restorer. Come in.
Oh, hello there, Fizzer.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Fizzer, what is this I'm hearing about your hair doing a strips tease on your cranium, Mom? Or am I labeling under a Miss Apple dumpling?
No, that's right, Nick. I never noticed it myself till everybody started telling me. I thought it was okay, but you know how it is. Appearances are deceiving.
There is certainly more of a truth than a poetry in that, Fizzer. Yeah. It is like little stories I'm reading last night.
Uh-oh. Well, tell me some other time, Nick. I'm kind of anxious to try this hair tonic.
Well, sir, it was being one of the funniest little nanny goats.
Anecdotes.
I stand connected. One of the cutest little stories I'm ever reading, which the name of it is being called Freddy Nan the Cow.
That was the bull.
Who cares? I liked it anyway. Well, sir, this little Ferdinand was a pretty little Spanish boy cow, and there was nothing he would not rather do than something else than sit down and sniffle at a bunch of flowers, such as chrysanthemums, tiger lulus, garbunias, and nasty stursus for some.
Yes, I know, Dick. He didn't run and play like the other little bulls. It worried his mother, too, didn't it?
Sure. Little bits. But if he wanted to sit and make his nose gay with a flower, it was perfectly bouquet with her, I'm thinking. Well, sir, one summer's day, there is coming to the farm a bunch of squeegees who are being talent scouts for a bullfight. You grab me?
I'm familiar with the story, Nick, so don't...
And just as they're signing up a couple of the bulls for the World Series bullfights, little Ferdinand is trying to smell the flowers and is sitting down on a bumble buzz, which is stinging him right on the conclusion of his story.
You mean right on the end of his tail?
Have it my way, Fizzer. Anyway, he is so painful with his sting that he is acting like a very ferocious puss animals, and they are picking him out to fight at duels with a famous cuspidor.
Toreador. There's toreadors, matadors, and picadors.
Sure. Picador and walk, don't run to the nearest exits. I know that. Well, sir, Fizzer, what is happening on the days of the fights will make your hair stand on its hind feet. They're bringing Ferdinand out, and he is standing there swishing his tail. Swish, swish.
I know. Then he refused to fight. He just sat down and smelled the flowers that the women threw into the bull ring.
Sure, and everybody is being very disgusted about the whole thing. The toreadors is tearing his hair, the matadors is wondering what is the matter, and the picadors is picking Ferdinand up and throwing him out on his rump rolls. But Ferdinand don't care. He is very happy at going home again, where he can have his smell time sweating the flowers again. And the moral of the story is being, don't beef if somebody is giving you a bum steer. Well, so long, Fizzer.
Well, goodness, now I can go to work on this hair tonic. Whew. Certainly smells terrible. Maybe the theory is to smoke them hidden hairs out into the open. Well, here she goes. Wow. That's strong. Gee, I can feel it working all right. One more dose now. Now then. Now for a look in the mirror. Oh. Well, I'll be... Well, can you imagine? Why, that dirty... Well, what happened to it? Where'd it go? Give me that telephone. Hello, operator? Oh, is that you, Mert? I haven't got time to kid around today, Mert. Give me Doc Storer. Yeah. Fine doctor. He ought to be... Oh, hello, Dr. Storer?
Yes?
Dr. Harry Storer?
Yeah. What is it, please?
Well, this is Fibber McGee, remember?
Oh, yes.
Say, what kind of tonic was that you sold me anyway?
Why, what happened?
Why, I look like I've been scalped.
Well, I told you it was an old Indian remedy.
Oh, sure. Folks, it was nice to have Zazu Pitts with us again, but as for that scalp, Doctor...
Hello, Fizzer. Can I have my present now?
Your present? What present?
You know, that little bottle that is saying on it, to Nick.
To Nick? Oh, that wasn't to Nick. That was tonic.
Oh, for scream's sake, excuse me all to pieces.
Okay. Good night, folks.